was like,
I'll just get one.
Okay, I'm gonna go live here. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Camrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on April 26th. Nicole, do you see any changes or corrections?
I did, but now I can't. It was just a little spelling thing, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
Like it might have been like T-O instead of T-O-O, like something silly.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
okay.
I don't know.
I did not catch that, but if oh, I know. It's under mayor report. At least there's one there.
That's
I skipped over it, but in just a minute. Last page. I don't know. If you find something else, then just let Rosie know.
Okay. But yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from April 26th.
Second.
With the noted changes.
Second.
Motion second. For further discussion, all those in favor show the usual sign. Nicole and I approve.
Right.
Wall abstains. Next up, I'm going to actually jump ahead to the 80-20 request since he's here. Hopefully we can get him out and let him have the rest of his day here. So we're going to jump ahead to page 18 of the packet, which is the sewer bill adjustment. If you want to come on up and come to the microphone, and I need your name and address, please, and then we'll talk through what your request is.
My name is Brian Garland. Want the 1820's address or personal address?
Let's do business address.
Okay, so it's 1701 400. I think I heard north, I believe it is.
That's east, yep.
Mm-hmm. So my name is Brian Garn. Just here to discuss the last water bill. We had an issue with the one 2 months ago, and we were able to get that resolved. The issue we had is we discovered that we had a spike in water usage, and we were able to find that the spike in water usage was actually a solenoid valve on our fire pump. That fire pump is set up so in the event of a fire, this pump will kick on. It draws water from our pond to supply any open sprinkler. So I do have pictures of that if you guys wanted to see that. What was going on is that solenoid failed and stayed on and basically helped fill our pond.
With our clean water.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not disputing that we use the water.
Sure.
I think the biggest thing was just that water, you know, was not discharged for waste treatment.
For the sewer.
So
effect.
We're just, you know, kind of disputing that,
sure,
that charge there for the waste treatment.
Sure. So, Rosie, just so I'm clear, so they've already had one.
Yeah, we gave them one adjustment,
yep,
and that's all. I'm only allowed to do.
Yep, I understand that. Sure. So it appears that your average, your 12-month average, at least according to the document we have ahead of in front of us, is about 165 gallons used. And looks like I think the 1,296 gallons that you used, that was probably what was forgiven, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the next one then was 1,012 gallons. That's gallons, not thousands of gallons, isn't it? That is thousands of gallons.
Yeah, it's
okay, so that would be okay. So it says 1,012.
Yes.
What it does. So anyways, long story short is, but all the water went into the pond, did not go down a drain, did not go into a sewer system or anything like that.
Correct.
Okay.
I forgot.
Any concerns from the board or questions? Looks like you have documentation here from Shambaugh.
Yes, we had that prepared. Actually, you know, once we heard we were contacted about the huge spike, you know, first thing we were like, how in the world would we have that much water and not see it?
Yeah.
So some light bulbs went off. They're like, we, you know, one place. So that city water is actually used to cool that pump.
So is that alarm when it kicks on?
We're actually looking into that. Right now there is no alarm. Oh, yeah, the fire pump will kick on and that sets the alarm off. But that's only if the fire pump kicks on, not if the city water.
The city water piece.
Yeah, so what we're checking into now is see if we can put some kind of a remote flow meter on that.
Sure.
That way if that happens again, we see that.
I'm good with granting it unless you all have
I'm
concerns.
Fine. That's fine.
What was the final amount then?
It would be adjusted back down to 165 again. Their normal bill is about $2,900, and this one was $12,000.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
It's amazing what comes to the surface. Okay, well, I'll make a motion that we approve the request by 8020 to revert the sewer usage bill for the April to May bill?
Yes.
Or the 414 bill?
March to April bill due in May.
Okay. That we'll revert the bill that's due in May for 8020 back to the 165 average. On the sewer side. Does that make sense?
I'll second.
Okay.
I'll second.
Hopefully Sally doesn't beat me up for just doing all that. So motion second and further discussion.
I do have one
yeah,
question
sure.
about, because it says if you filed a sewer adjustment in the last 12 months, so does that mean you can only give one in 12 months?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I've already given
yes.
you one, so I said I can't.
Clerk's office yet. Can any more than that come in front of us.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
So just a clarification. Obviously, I've been out for a few weeks.
Sure.
Do I abstain on this since I've
nope.
not?
You're good.
This is new, right?
This is all new.
This is all new.
Yep.
Okay.
All new.
So it's not been.
Nope. This is the first time it's coming from the board.
All right. Thank
so
you.
You're good. Yep.
I have no issues.
Okay. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Absolutely. Next up, we're going to go back to the regular schedule, which is street closing. First up is the Memorial Day 10K. Walt, for your information, this came in front of us last time. We postponed voting on it, mainly because we didn't have a map. So now we have a map, which is located on page 7 of your packet.
Gary, have you talked to them at all? I know you hadn't signed it.
On which one?
The
Memorial Day?
Memorial Day 10K.
I thought I did sign that one. It's the same as last year, and they want to have runners go down to.
You didn't sign it yet.
So it'll go, yeah, it'll go into Morris's Park.
Yep.
Come back out, go down Tower View to.
I think last year, all they were requesting was us lead them down to Morris's Park, and then have an officer stay there, and as they come back across, kind of assist them in crossing. So I don't have an issue with doing that again.
It's actually 6 and 7.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's fine.
No, it's 7. I'm sorry. It's 7.
Thanks for trying to throw me under the bus there, Nicole. So you're okay with this route?
Yeah. As I said, last year I think they just asked that we assist them down to Morris's Park, going down Van Buren Street. And then once they go into Morris's Park, have someone sit there, and when they come back across to go down Tower View, staff that we assist them get back across, so we
yeah.
don't have any issues with that at all. So
I do have a little concern with Tower View. I know we've done that in the past, so I probably shouldn't worry about it, but people come ramrodding around those corners and stuff, so I just pause for concern. But with that being said, I know they've measured this out, and I trust that they'll have the proper protection, or at the very least, they'll have the proper, individuals around.
Right.
Slowing traffic down and stuff. So. Plus, it's Memorial Day, so hopefully we won't have a ton of people going
and I think there. They have a watering station there, 100 South and Tower View.
Okay.
So I think that kind of gets people as
sure.
they turn on to Tower View.
Gotcha. Okay. So are they running back on Business 30? am I reading that correctly? You go down.
No, they come, come down.
A Hannah Street to Somerset. I think that's they, Business 30 coming back.
I think that might be 100 South, isn't it?
Oh, is it 100 South? Oh, you're right. It is 100 South. I'm sorry. Yeah. Our colors on the map aren't real strong, so. Okay. Any other concerns?
I do not.
Okay. I'll take a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the 10K run for Memorial Day as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the utility comprehensive plan. So this is a me thing. So as we've talked about, I talked about it in my State of the City address as well, and as we've talked about it in the past, one of the things that we've gotten obviously a lot of comments about throughout the last 10 plus years has been the fact that every time we go to raise a utility rate, we've waited till the last minute and we slam our customers with a high increase. And that's really hard for them to plan for. It's really hard for them to adjust to. And so one of the kind of ideas or thoughts is why don't we come up with an actual comprehensive rate plan that, you know, 3 to 5 year plan, if you will, that will kind of give us, work with the department heads to figure out exactly what their needs are going to be over the next couple of years, plan ahead, and then give some kind of a potential rate schedule going ahead. It doesn't mean there's going to be increases. It just means that it's going to look ahead to see what the needs are going to be and then put those into actual dollars. So I say that just to say I've asked Baker Tilly to put together this kind of document to do this scope of work. They have provided that. They have been willing, as kind of a good faith effort, to take off $500 per utility. So we're actually saving $2,000 in that regard. Mm-hmm. In this proposal. And I know Rosie and I have worked through this a little bit as well together, so I would like us to enter into this agreement and move forward with the comprehensive rate plan.
So they would look everything over, sure. And but we wouldn't necessarily have a rate increase every year.
Not necessarily. I mean, so what they're, again, they're going to look at what's the financial balances across the board for all of our utilities, look at our obligations when it comes to the bonding, look at our potential obligations and what kind of projects need to be done in the next 3 to 5 years, and then ensure that there's a schedule that supports that. And that may be, hey, our rates are in good shape now, or hey, we need 10 cents more, you know, over the next 3 years, or you know, I don't know, but, you know, again, when I look at our utility statements, you know, the electric just got done with their second phase of their rate increase. Water pollution looks to be in good shape. Water looks to be in pretty good shape. And stormwater. That rate hasn't changed since before I was mayor. But I say all that to say, that at least gives us a path forward. And certainly, obviously, as you both know, that's more of a council decision on what to do when it comes to the actual rates itself. But at the very least, having a guide path from here to there is I really think what the benefit is of this project. So
I think it's a good idea,
yeah.
Rather than looking back and saying we're running way behind,
mm-hmm.
Let's do a big rate.
We should have done this. You know,
we should have done
five
this 5 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's a good idea because I think we would be more informed, or the council would
sure.
be more informed. So.
Well, I think the public would also, I assume this is a public document, you know, so that they can plan for their rate increase
sure.
on their income, whatever. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. And again, I think one of the benefits is let's say, Walt, you were on board at this time, Nicole, you were on council, but in my first term, remember, we exited the IURC, the Utility Regulatory Commission. And by doing that, it gave us this ability to do this kind of study and this kind of proactive approach rather than waiting and being reactive, overshooting how much we need, knowing they're going to cut us back doing this little game, which, again, you both have been through enough that you know the game, right? So at the end of the day, this allows us that ability to plan ahead and to take those proactive measures so we don't get 5 to 7 years down the road and boom, here we go, another $15 or $20 increase on our customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I think there's a check and balance because council has the final say.
Sure.
So, I mean, we're presenting it along with the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a check and balance layout. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the engagement letter dated July 16, 2021 with Baker Tilly for the comprehensive rate plan.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the use of sign. It's unanimous. Thank you for your approval of that. Next up on my list, I have the approval to, the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for Lumen, also known as CenturyLink. This came to us between the last meeting and today. I did approve it based on conversations that we had internally. However, I would ask for a retroactive approval. Do we know if this project's been done, completed yet?
I have not.
Don't know. Okay.
It says should be completed by 6:20.
Okay. So, but they wanted, I believe, if I remember correctly, the reason why they wanted to get approval to get started was because they didn't start, I think, last week.
May 4th.
Okay, so it was this week. Okay. So. So with that, any concerns about this? Obviously, it's all within the back alley there, and it'll be going up a pole, it appears, or connecting to a pole area there. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the application to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way retroactively for Lumen Technologies?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, I think, is the change order. Is that right? Okay. Change order number 8. Mike.
I've reviewed this change order. Everything is correct on this, so it's my recommendation that we pay change order number 8, $23,507.51.
Here's the good news. We're still under the original contract price. So that's good news. Any money that we are not using, as you'll remember, that the Board of Works approved, any money in the original loan that we have received from USDA will be rolled, that we're not using, will be rolled back in to pay off the loan. Okay. So it'll shrink the size of the loan. So, any questions regarding this change order? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve change order number 8 for engineers project number 16-907-01 with R.E. Crosby.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Mayor, I have a question.
Yes.
And it's the previous one, not this
okay.
one.
Okay.
But there's some language in here about fees and deposits and penalties before it can start. And I guess I'm just, have you had any interaction with them?
What are you talking about?
This is on page 11.
Of the packet. It's from Lumen.
So, oh.
Yeah, it says no work or construction may proceed. Yeah, so that's on our typical permit.
Right. $50 prior to commencement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they paid that application fee, correct?
Right.
Yeah, I was just clarifying.
Yep. So they paid the application fee. Again, if we find out that they did work prior to the approval given, then it can result in that penalty of $100 per day. Again, because they came to me and I kind of gave them approval, and then we retroactively just approved it.
Okay.
Why.
And
yep.
We've kind of approved that in the past.
Yes. Yeah, actually, you've given me some ability for those kind of situations as long as I come back and get retroactive approval from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Next up, we have in your Dropbox, we have 753 North Norfolk Cove. This is a permit to cut into curb streets or alleys. This is by
NIPSCO.
Okay, there we go. Couldn't find it for a moment. This is by NIPSCO. Kelly, you have any issues with it?
Doesn't look like they're messing with the street, so no.
Okay. Any other concerns from any departments? Any concerns from the board?
No.
Okay, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the application for the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 753 North Norfolk Cove.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Before we go to bills, let's pull up the Donahue Engineering Services Agreement. That is also in your Dropbox. Should be down there somewhere. Should say Columbia City .. agreement.
Mine just says REE.
Oh, yeah, so that's it. That's the one. Yep, there you go.
Thank you.
Mike.
This is the agreement for the Jefferson and Main Street Forest Main project that I've been working on. I did go through this agreement, and it does follow right in line with the RFQ as far as everything that they're going to provide. Just a reminder, it does not contain, which none of the proposals that we had contain construction oversight at the end, so that's something that we'll have to look at the end, whether we do construction oversight ourselves or whether we hire a different firm to watch over the project. I did go through this. Like I said, it is in line. When I got down to the final amount, it is $9,000 less than what the original was when we met with them. So instead of being the $94,001, it's, I believe, $85,100. So that was nice. It's actually, they dropped their price. I went back and reviewed everything. So unless Marcia needs to look at this, I'm okay with it. If she would like to look at it first, I understand that too. So
I think
I've already read it.
Yeah, Marcia
already read it.
Okay. She did have, I think,
and I know that on the final page, that's just the typical terms and agreement that they always use.
I know. The only question I have is, they did talk about subs quite a bit. It's really an engineering agreement. Will there be many subs out there?
The only thing that they'll do is geotech and survey.
Survey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because they don't have a geotech or survey in-house. So they'll probably, my guess is they'll use a couple of firms out of Fort Wayne, which we've used in the past, and they're really good firms.
Okay.
No concerns? Okay. And just for the record, just so you're aware, Mike and myself and Chip, we did a solicitation request for qualifications. We received those back. We had six submissions.
Yep.
And we narrowed that to three. We did interviews with those three, and so Donahue ended up winning this project. So with that, any questions? Just to be clear, this is the project to look at how we can effectively reroute the connector between Jefferson and Main Street lift stations. It currently goes under the Mary River playground.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about this in the State of the City address. So, again, no threat to anybody there, but it is something that we really should work on. So, okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the engineering services agreement with Donahue and Associates. I got to find the number again. In a lump sum not to exceed $85,100 as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Nicole.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 10th, 2022, in the amount of $635,978.10.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $255,959.83, plus overtime in the amount of $17,772.12 for the pay file ending 4/22/22.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. What is this? Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay. So, as you probably have heard, First Friday was changed because of weather from May 6th to May 13th. And so, could I ask for a motion to approve that additional street closing?
It should.
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Is that it for the extras? Department head reports. Mark.
Okay, so baseball and softball is going crazy right now. Packed down there every night. We had a tournament last weekend. That went really well. So it's just kind of crazy. It's the concession stand. Andrea's doing a great job running those. We have four of them now. Two of them are bigger than the Morse's Park one and the Aquatic Center are big, but two small ones at the old high school property that we'll be doing the green soccer. But she's doing a great job. Her staff's doing a great job. We started restriping parking lots today just because you can hardly see the lines. And then I restriped soccer fields this morning. Just getting the Aquatic Center ready. This Friday, we hope to have it filled so that we can kind of get the chemicals balanced. We had staff training for the Aquatic Center last Saturday with all the lifeguards there and all the front desk workers. That went really well. Kyle Weigold was very organized, even though he couldn't be there. It went off really well. Has swim team parent meeting Monday or Sunday. We have a group of kids volunteering from the high school this Friday at the Aquatic Center, hoping to put things out. And then, if any of you are interested, we're going to open the pool May 22nd, which is a week before, just for people that have these passes. We're using that as a training day for our lifeguards. It's going to be from 3 to 6 where we bring our guards in and just kind of get them accustomed to where they're supposed to be and talk through things with them, but we're just dividing certain people, so anybody, if you guys are interested in these, you need one of these to get in, so let me know, I'll have them here. Other than that, we're just mowing them up right now.
Question to Mark.
What's the pool temperature, Mark, going to be?
22 to 25 degrees, something
like that. Don't go off the diving board at that temperature.
That's right.
Kelly.
Mark wanted to know if they were changing it to second Friday since it's this coming.
Just for this month, it's second Friday.
Just for this month, it's second Friday.
Okay. Unless the weather's bad next month.
And then we'll see.
And now we're going to third Friday.
I thought it was a great idea.
It was a good idea for them to switch it because it was, I don't think it was as rainy, but it just was it's going to be hot this week.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, as you can see, we've been working on the City Hall sidewalk out front. Got another tour tomorrow to get down to the island, and then we'll be taking the rest of it out next week, calling locates in probably tomorrow for next week, and then we'll start taking some more out down towards the alley along Chauncey Street. Guys are doing a great job. We got Shane helping from the electric, and then four of our guys up there for him, and then we'll have a big demo crew next week, trying to be careful around the building, hopefully, and hopefully it goes smooth. So, appreciate Shane's help up there on that with the from the electric. Grading alleys, now that it's quit raining, it's been pretty miserable in there, and there's lots of potholes. So we got two guys working on that, grading them all up, and then Van Am did the crosswalks. He still has Van Buren and Line Street to do yet, but
yeah.
Looks a lot better.
Yeah, I noticed after my State of the City, I said it's going to happen in warmer weather, and then I turned the corner and they're
yeah.
mostly done.
Right.
So.
I didn't know he was going to get in there.
Yeah, I didn't either. But that's
and
good.
Then appliance pickup, we've had crews picking up that kind of stuff yesterday, and tires and all that. They got like 300 tires or something.
Woo.
Crazy. Yeah. So, and then West Van Buren Street, the sewer repair. Roto-Rooter got to a point where they're filled with flowable fill, and Gary and I met up there. The contractor wanted to know if we should open up a lane, and we felt comfortable with them tightening up the barricades and keeping the eastbound lane open. So Niblock will be in tomorrow to put base in it, and then Thursday morning for surface, and then that'll be open back up. So
okay.
That's a
question. Questions to Kelly. Thank you. Mike.
Had a meeting this week with sit down with Rick and Austin and our inspector from IDEM, and we went over to see if we come up with some type of a plan for our EQ basin, because when that was built, it didn't come with an instruction manual, and we've been having some struggles with that. We dumped almost 2,000 gallons of chemical added on this last storm, and we still had E. coli violations. So leading up to that, I discussed that with them just to let them know that that violation is coming, first one of the year. So, and then we was having some trouble with phosphorus for some reason. We jumped from having to use 100 gallons a day in alum up to 220 gallons a day to try to knock phosphorus down when our incoming phos was only 2 to 3. So we're not sure what happened there. It's back to normal. We're on 100 gallons a day now.
Huh.
So for about a week and a half. So we started messing with our air in our aeration tanks to see if we could get more phosphorus uptake on that area. And by doing that, we caused ourselves a pneumonia violation. So I sat down with him and I discussed, and I said, you know, we've had this issue. This is what we've done. It's all going to be in a letter. I want to let you know ahead of time so you don't have to make another trip out here to find out why, because I'm telling you now. So he appreciated that, and we got some answers on the EQ, some other communities that have them, and so we're going to reach out to them and see what they do. I mean, it's nobody has the same thing that we have, but maybe we can combine and come up with something that will work out for us. I met with Midwestern Engineering today with Mark Sullivan. For the pictures that I showed you of the EQ basin, that is the outfall. That's that piece is supposed to be attached to the pipe, and obviously it is not there. A lot of the riprap has washed out into the river, and if DNR, IDEM, or John, you know, when they see that, they're going to come to me and say that you have to repair that. I already know that, so I've taken the steps to make that happen. I met with them today. They seem to think that would be pretty easy. We're going to change the design of it a little bit. I had a little sketch that I gave to him, and they liked the sketch. But we're having trouble with, this is going to be lengthy, so bear with me. The sampler that we have there, the volume that's coming by there during that last storm was 20 million gallons a day was the average, what it was running at. There's no way for that sampler to grab a sample because it's going so fast, it just pulls air. So we had to do grab sampling and stuff like that because it's rushing by there through that manhole so fast, it doesn't work. So I come up with, when I talked to him today, something I would like to have at the end of this picture. It just had that bulkhead on the end of that pipe, but I would like to turn that into some type of a structure to where that flow comes into that, maybe hits a weir, slows down so we can actually get a sample,
yeah,
either from our automated sampler, or even grab samples because it will be slower. So something in that, and then we're going to have to do a bank repair at the same time, so try to incorporate that into the design of it. The other thing in that question I'd like to ask permission on the board is if I could engage them also. That EQ basin was designed and built on the first part of the long-term control plan. And that was with the three other treatment facilities, CSO treatment facilities, in the plan, in the system. Well, we don't have those because we changed plants and everything, and we're holding the water and shipping it all to the treatment plant. So now, I don't know, but I would like to also, I talked to Mark about this today, if they could do an assessment of that facility and see if it's sized correctly for the amount of water that we are getting, the amount that we can pump.
Yeah.
We can push 40 million gallons a day through that facility, and that's not including what we can put through the treatment plant. So, and he said that would be no big deal. They could, if he got the plan and stuff like that, they could run those calculations. So I'd like to add that to the project, and I just need to call him tomorrow if that would be all right, if I could do that, add that on there, just to see if we're sized correctly. I mean, I think our tank is okay. I don't know that I have enough chemical storage. I've only got 3,600 gallons. So I just need some calculation to see where to go from there. And we may be fine, too. I don't know.
So my question, I guess, Mike, would be, you know, obviously when we redid our long-term control plan with United, they did a review of our system and obviously reworked that. I guess the only question, I don't have a problem with moving forward with that. I guess my only question would be is there data or something from United when they originally rewrote that last phase of our long-term control plan, if there's any data or anything from that?
I mean, I can reach out to Keith and see before I call Mark back, but I wasn't aware that they looked at that part of
it.
But I can always check.
The only reason I'm asking is obviously when we asked them to kind of rework our long-term control plan, I vaguely remember them looking at our structures and to see where everything is going to flow to, but I don't know if they did. I don't know if they ever did the analysis that you're wanting done. So that's the only reason I would ask that you reach out to United. But I don't have a problem with that being included if United doesn't have that information.
And that might be something like I'm not remembering.
Yeah.
They might have looked at that. I just if they do, I'm not aware of it. So
that's fine.
I will check on that. Okay. So.
Yep. Any issues with him moving forward with that? Okay, you're good.
Okay. And then I'm going to also be asking council tonight, since it sets aside $150,000 of ARP money for financing the
plan.
Design of the force main project, and since that came in at 85.1, that leaves $64,900. I'm going to see if we could take that leftover money and put that towards the CSO outfall as far as going towards the engineering on that. It may not cover all of it. It'd be nice if it did, but take that amount and apply that towards that. So I'll be asking council for that tonight.
So if you remember, the council approved the ARP plan of how we're planning to spend those dollars. There's a line item in there specifically for the force main project. Because that amount came in lower, the leftover money, he's wanting to move that to effectively another study, if you will, to get that piece fixed.
Okay.
So council approves the funding component, the plan, if you will. No different than a budget, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next Friday, I am going to be doing interviews with the seniors from the Medicaid at the high school. I'm not sure exactly what that entails. I haven't got all the information on that yet, but I'll be doing that. And the SCADA system that I've been talking about for quite a while, happened to upgrade our outdated radios. That's underway. They came in and went to visit each of the sites, taking pictures, and they're putting together they call a path forward from that to see not all stations need the same thing, so there's different ones that need different things, and so we're going to moving forward with that, and so we'll see where that comes out at. And that's all I have.
Questions to Mike?
No
Okay.
So, Mike, on this Crosby one, is that the funding out of the USDA?
Yes, that's USDA funding.
And
yep.
the Donahue for the?
That's out of ARP.
Oh, that's the ARP. Okay, thank you.
Yes, which they have not billed anything on that yet, so until I talk to them tomorrow, and then they will actually start and schedule kickoff meetings and so forth.
So I will get these back to you for you to forward on.
Okay. Yep. That's fine.
Thank you.
Gary.
Okay. Attended the State of the City on Friday. That was a great job by you, Mayor. Good work. So
thank you.
I was pleased with hearing the things that you had to say then.
I appreciate how dedicated you are, Gary.
Thank you.
I'm going to wipe your chin off.
That was kind of mean.
It's the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts.
It was sort of kind of mandatory. But yeah.
All right.
Life went above and beyond.
Yeah, that's right. Really Officer Cook completed his firearms instructor training, so excited to get him back and get involved with the other firearms instructors and start a younger group of guys here. I know Chip and Thor are both up. They could retire at any point, so I really wanted to get that position filled. Yeah. Received 21 applications for the police department position, and we have testing on May 21st. First Friday in Farmers Market, obviously this weekend. Had a department meeting on May 2nd, which I think went well. Got a lot of things out of that, so looking forward to trying to mend those bridges and move forward. Dispatch Megan has been released to go solo, and so she's doing well. Rachel, she came with 9 years experience from Kosciuszko County, and I think she's impressed the trainers and Shane herself, so very pleased with both of those hires. Rachel should be released by the end of this month. And other than that, just day to day. Oh, I am having a meeting with the dispatch department meeting on May 23rd. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep. Question? Thank you. Sean?
Well, I went above and beyond. I went to this State of the City address last week.
Dedication.
I was pretty proud of my performance. Sitting in the crowd watching. So I think I did a good job. We did finish up the... We helped Kelly finish up the tree board trees last week. We're going to start the stump grinding very soon, as soon as the locates get done and we get all the teeth changed out on the stump grinder. But the tree board's running short on money to buy teeth, so it's a slow process. So we buy them as the money comes in. We've been working on some services. We've got a lot of new services or upgrade services coming in, but not a lot of new houses. It is what it is. It's still busy work, but
all the houses, new houses, are growing up in our EMC territory.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And we're out of land. I tried to get our economic development director to get us a 20-acre lot in town for a new business that's looking to locate here, but he couldn't find me 20 acres in town. So, unfortunately, we're going to miss out on that opportunity. But. But no, we're moving right along. I'm going to ask for permission to hire. Last year we tried to hire, and we had 3 applications, only 2 of which actually kind of met our standards. Of those 2, 1 declined an interview, the other one accepted the interview, and then didn't show up for the interview. So we're going to try this process again. It seems like we're more... As a society, we're more motivated to come back to work right now, I think. It's getting there. So police department had great luck with their last application process. So I think we're going to do maybe a 3-week process and try to get some applications in. And also, we have 2 high school kids. So when we couldn't get anybody really to apply last time, we hired 2 high school kids and the MET program, or what used to be called the ICE program, and they're both, one of the 2 is very interested in possibly coming aboard, but we'll see. Hopefully we get a lot of good applicants. That's the goal.
And you only need one spot filled currently?
We're currently short one spot, yes. Okay. And that's the only spot we need filled. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
For now.
Are you okay with him starting that process? Okay. Yes. Yep, you're good.
All right. Other than that, just routine day to day. You know, we're putting in, changing poles and getting ready. Hopefully in the next month to start this Main Street project for the street lighting. Hopefully get those bids out and get those back so we can get started on that and get that done. Hopefully for the end of the year. So.
Yep. Thanks, Sean. Terry.
In the process of specking out and replacing our firewall that we use for the whole city that's about 10 to 15 years old. So it's time to get that replaced. Still working on the public Wi-Fi. A good portion of it is up and running. We are still waiting on a couple pieces of equipment to come in, and one of them attaches to City Hall. So that's moving forward as much as it can at this point. So that's all I have.
Question, Terry?
No.
Thank you. Chip?
I don't know if you guys have heard, but second Friday is this coming Friday, so please try getting there. Getting ready. I'm actually happy that the weather was bad because Okeali had no plants in it, so I've got that planted. I'd like to clean that. I'd really love to see the park department take Okeali over. I feel like it's a pocket park and would be a great addition to their organization. Westgate's getting ready to start. We have received the purchase agreement from Stapco, and hopefully this week all the bike racks get put out in downtown. So, plugging away.
Questions? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. First, we had our utility rate advisory board meeting last night. Basically went through the reports. No formal action or anything like that, but did kind of chat through. They were obviously really supportive of the kind of comprehensive rate plan, so that's good. There's a lot of things going on. I feel like there's something else I was supposed to tell you. But next week we begin budget meetings for all of our departments, so that's exciting for everybody involved. I think that's all I have. Walt.
I have nothing.
Thank you, Nicole. Press, audience. Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned.